Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Wright brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Wright brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Wright brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. It's the 5-star puzzle game that has everybody talking. So if you still haven't played Best Fiends, I don't know what you're waiting for. There's no other puzzle game like it. With tons of cute characters to collect and thousands of puzzles to solve, I do have a feeling that you're going to be obsessed with it. Crushing Candy is so 2015, so go and download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, that's friends without the R. Best Fiends, go download it right now, and I think you'll probably be like us, and you'll be obsessed with it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby. Oh, yeah. And here we are.
Here we are.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. I got my... I don't know if this is considered a coffee or not, but I do drink coffee now a bit since I've been doing that TV show and doing this radio show, but I'm drinking my dirty chai latte. I've upped my espresso game to 3 shots of espresso.
Wow.
So, but is this considered a coffee? What, Amy?
That's a lot.
I know it's a lot. I'm so just run right now, you know? I'm just run. It's radio. Dancing. A little bit of sleep, a little bit of eating, and then airplanes. So I'm using a lot of these caffeine drinks to keep me going a little bit. But it's 3 shots of... What?
You're calling it a caffeine drink. It's coffee.
But my question was... My question is, it's a dirty chai. It's a tea with espresso in it. Is this considered a coffee or no?
Yeah, because I consider espresso to be coffee.
So it's a tea coffee.
It's a hybrid.
Coffee tea.
It's a hybrid. Okay. Well, that's what I'm doing. And let me say good morning to everybody else. More studio!
Morning!
Yes, yes, yes. Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm good. Lunchbox, I hear that, is it your father-in-law came out to watch you play soccer, rec soccer?
Yeah, he came to watch my, first time ever he's seen me play some rec soccer.
Lunchbox is 37?
Yeah, 37 years old.
Plays rec soccer. Is it co-ed?
Co-ed.
Are you still dominant?
In my head, I am.
But have you lost a step with your age?
Probably, yes.
So he comes out to watch you for the first time, and does your wife come too?
Yes.
The whole family?
Whole family.
Are you feeling a little pressure since... Hey, listen, it's co-ed, but it's still what you do.
It's still what I do, and I've been playing for, what, 32 years?
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, I have to impress these people, because my father-in-law's never seen me play. He played college baseball, so I want to show him that I have some athletic ability in me and that I am good at this game I put so much time into. And let me tell you, after the game, I'm thinking, all right, I didn't score any goals, but I thought I played pretty well. And he goes, yeah, I'm not that impressed.
Oh.
He said, you did hustle a lot, though. You have some good hustle, but I thought your skill level would be a little bit better for playing so long. And I was like, oh, okay. Thanks.
How'd you feel?
I mean, I was like, dang. Guess I'm not as athletic as I thought I was. I thought I was going to go out there and he was going to be like, wow, this dude's good at soccer. But he just wasn't that impressed.
Do you think you played better than he gave you credit for?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't understand the game.
Oh,
maybe that's what
it
is. Or he just wants to be hard on me so I get better, you know, I keep practicing.
I didn't think about that right there.
I don't know. It was tough. It was a lot of pressure.
It's probably his fault, right? Yeah. We all heard that?
Yeah.
His eyes are probably not as good as
yours. That's probably what
it is. He's also getting older.
That's it. Maybe he didn't wear glasses.
Mm. Well, welcome to the show. Amy, do you feel anything's hurting with age with you?
Well, my knees, my back, my shoulder. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All?
Yeah, like all things. A lot of times I wake up and it's just I'm a little more stiff than I was the year before.
Like my bones are sore from a couple nights ago jumping off all that stuff on Dancing with the Stars. I'm sore. Like not sore like muscle, like lactic acid sore. Like, yeah, you're 38 sore. You shouldn't be jumping off things that high. I'm sore. We're getting older, man. Time marches on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Still no winner in the Mega Millions. The jackpot is $868 million for Friday's drawing. In other news, YouTube was down for over an hour yesterday. Service is back up and running. YouTube apologized for the outage. And finally, head over to BobbyBones.com. All Pimp and Joy proceeds are going to Hurricane Relief.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Got a lot of nicknames. Some of those nicknames are not good, but this one I like. You know what they call
me? Oh, yeah. Country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day, 60 years ago, 1958, Alan Jackson was born.
Pour me something tall and strong.
Happy birthday to Alan Jackson. Alan has sold nearly 80 million albums worldwide.
But I don't care.
35 number one.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Obviously.
Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water.
This is like one of the songs of my childhood. If you had to make, you know, the 25 songs that remind you of being a kid, this is one of them for me. By the way, 5 o'clock somewhere is the number one radio song ever, oddly. Chattahoochee, number two. And number three, any guesses, Amy?
Well, we're fogged up the windows in my own.
I would have thought Chattahoochee would have been number one.
For honestly. Sure.
Yeah. Number one was this.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane.
Number two is Chattahoochee.
Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
What do you think number three is?
I need a hint.
It's a massive one. When I play it, you're going to go, oh, classic Alan Jackson. Eddie, you think you know it?
Yeah.
What is it?
Don't Rock the Jukebox.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
Don't Rock the Jukebox.
Classic.
Yeah.
I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone.
Come on, Bones.
So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song.
Yeah. I'd still put Chattahoochee up there, though, before this one.
Wait, yeah. I mean, this is data.
Yeah.
You can't argue with data. Yeah. You know, I'd give him 85 million sold. No, that's not how it works.
He's
got 80. But my favorite Alan Jackson song is probably, I love Mercury Blues.
Mm.
And I know that's not a all the time popular with everyone. Going to buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
If you had money, what would you do?
Well, listen here. If I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two.
I'm crazy about a Mercury.
Come on. Yeah, I'm crazy about a Mercury.
Come on, Bones.
I'm going to buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah.
That's good. That was good. What about Little Bitty?
Oh, that's a good one. That's not my favorite one.
I think that one's so good.
That's a good one. Amy, go ahead.
I have mine. It's Living on Love.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one,
Living
Amy.
Living on love, buying on time without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Yeah, that's good.
Man, I really want to join in when you guys sing.
Why?
But I don't want to ruin it.
Do you know them, though?
Yeah, I knew that one.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Alan Jackson, we turned into karaoke hour.
Yeah.
Alan Jackson, 60 years old today, always been really kind to me. Really tall, quiet, awesome, to me, but it's always been really, really nice. There you go. Happy birthday.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Amy, your daughter is doing other kids' homework at school?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's her way. It's this one girl that was sort of picking on her, and they were not getting along. In fact, like, teachers had gotten involved. My husband even went up to the school and was like, okay, who's the girl? We need to handle this. And then while they're in the hall, our daughter pointed to the girl, who she was, and she's like bigger than me. And my daughter's like tiny. So my husband was like, oh, shoot.
I do her homework too. He's like, yeah.
We need to not mess with her. But he wanted to make sure the school was handling it. Well, then a few days went by and our daughter came home and we were talking to her about it. And we were like, Stashira, how's it going with that one girl? And she's like, things are cool now. I do her homework. I was like, oh, okay, great. Sounds like you're still getting taken advantage of. But keep on keeping on. And then it made me think, I was like, man, if you're going to do it, you need to do like Uncle Bobby did and charge people.
Yeah, that's what I used to do, for sure. But your daughter's 11, right?
Yeah.
In the school they go to, it's a lot of kids from other countries?
Well, there's a program within the school, yes. But this girl is not in that program.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, she's legit, like, it's a situation. But... yeah, I like the way she handled it. Like, she's like, okay, I can take this and flip it my way. And guess what? I'm going to start doing your homework. And then now we're not going to have an issue. But it's like, who would have an issue with my daughter anyways? Like, she's not someone that's confrontational.
She barely speaks
the language.
Here's what that turns into, though. That turns into, okay, you did my homework for this one thing. I need you to do my homework for these three things now. Or I need you to do this. I need you to carry my books. One thing turns into seven things. I hate that for her. I mean, that's bullying.
Yeah, I know. We're working on it, and it's definitely a thing, but it just made me think about how you used to do everybody's homework and charge them a dollar.
Well, listen, I was broke. I was trying to get lunch money. It was a business for me. I would do everyone's homework, and I think why I got to be so good in school, part of the reason was because I would do kids' homework three grades above me, and I would learn how to do that.
Dang.
Because I would have to, and I'd go home, make $7 a night doing seven different people's homework. And some of the stuff, I'd be in seventh grade, I was doing 10th grader's homework. And I was like, I have no idea how to do this, but well, let me lower my head and try to figure it out. And this is before like internet. I mean, we're that old, folks. I'm 38. So I was grabbing encyclopedias and dictionaries, and my friend Scotty next door was a couple of grades older. I'd grab his math books and I would figure it out. And I do think that one, I was able to, you know, buy school clothes and eat lunch and stuff because of that money. But two, it made me a better student. Not saying that's going to happen to your daughter. I don't like what's happening to your daughter. I don't like that because that's straight bullying.
No, I don't think it's going to become a thing, like where she's going to start doing other people's homework. But it just made me think about how it could be a side hustle if she gets into it. But no,
different
we do
story.
Not want this girl.
You don't
different
want the girl
story,
taking advantage
But I don't
of her.
Want this girl taking advantage of her. And yeah, you got to see this girl. I don't know. She may be a few years older than the grade she's supposed to be in. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is
so what do you do?
Big.
Do you go to her parents? Do you?
No, it hasn't come to that yet, but my husband did go speak to the office.
So, yeah, and your daughter's still at the age where that's not embarrassing to her yet. If she were 13
or 14. No, she doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
She actually thought it was super cool. I think she bonded with, you know, dad over it because I think she thought it was super cool that he's like, what? Okay, I'm taking you to school. We're going to see what's up. So he drove her to school. He went in, talked to people, saw her, tried to figure it out. And I think she really appreciated that because we're still trying to bond. And I think she liked that. Wow. Okay. This guy, my dad.
Her dad.
He really does care about me. So.
This guy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, and Jason Aldean were announced as the headliners for Stagecoach 2019.
Yeah, that's a good one. We've played that before. Eddie and my band have played Stagecoach. It's far out there. It's in California, Indio, California. Takes a while to get to, but once you get out there, you're just there, and it's awesome.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's a good festival. If you're in California and you ever want to go to a music festival, that's the one to go. I guess people travel to festivals, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that in me. If that festival's not 15 minutes away or that show...
No.
What else, Morgan, number two?
Walker Hayes shared one of his life goals. He wants to be on the cover of Men's Health magazine.
Oh, he can too, because Walker's jacked. Like, totally. That dude hits it hard. Good-looking dude is a guy, extra muscle to pass around. So my friend was once on the cover of Men's Health, and they cut his head off and put his head on the body of a bigger dude.
No.
Uh-huh. And he was like, wait, what? That's not my body. But yeah. What, anything else, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, CMT Artist of the Year airs tonight on CMT at 8/7 Central.
There you have it.
I'm Morgan number two. That's The Skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
It's always good to see rivals come together to help out other people. And they started Operation Barbecue Relief. Will Cleaver and Stan Hayes are their competitive barbecue people. They go to these competitions and they have a big rivalry. Well, when hurricanes hit, they combine their barbecuing. They go down and they serve meals. So they've been down in Florida and they've given out over 1,000 meals. And they said they're going to stay there as long as they can. Cooking barbecue for the people.
Come on.
Love it.
Come on. Speaking of that, if you've been thinking about getting a Pimpin' Joy shirt, you know, for us, hashtag Pimpin' Joy is all about choosing joy for others, for yourself. All of the money, because we don't keep any of it. All the proceeds, 100%, go to Hurricane Relief right now with Hurricane Michael. So, BobbyBones.com, that's a great story, Lunchbox. And as I say, that's what it's all about right there.
Yeah. That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ohio. A 68-year-old man had problems with people trespassing on his property, so he set up a booby trap, had a shotgun pointed at the back door.
Wait, what? Okay.
So if someone comes in, it shoots him.
Yeah.
Well, he went out to feed some squirrels, forgot about the booby trap, stepped on it, boom, shot right in the arm.
It's amazing that you would put a shotgun, though, as a booby, maybe like a net. Or an alarm.
Yeah, or dynamite.
Or even, like my friend Kevin did, he swung some paint cans down.
Oh, right.
Some guys are robbing his house.
That's right. Kevin McAllister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he went full shotgun. I wonder how he worked the trigger. He had to have a string on the trigger. And then he forgot. How do you forget there's a gun pointing at the door? I mean, said or not, I would never walk through that door if there was a gun pointing toward it. But he's okay, right?
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital and have surgery on his arm, but...
But I mean, other than that, hey.
But the booby trap works.
It does.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox got me a gift, apparently, which is really nice. And when you do it, it's often super thought out.
Yes.
Not often do you do it, but when you do... It always means something. So what is this here?
Right. And everybody always gets you stuff on your birthday. I mean, you expect presents on your birthday, but I get you presents just randomly throughout the year.
All right. Here we go.
Woo!
He's taking his headphones off.
Yeah.
He's bending down under the table.
Oh, man.
It's heavy.
Oh, boy.
He's using his legs and not his back. Wow, what is that?
Whoa.
It's in a big red bag.
Yeah.
He's handing me a big, it looks like a Target bag.
Yeah. This is like celebrating your success, and it's gonna help you with a problem you're having.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you've been having a lot of success in Dancing with the Stars, number one bestseller again, and this is gonna help you.
Okay, Lunchbox
with a problem you're having.
Giving me a gift, pulling it out. What is this? It's a deluxe universal wheel chocolate. It's like when you park in a bad spot and the cops puts on your
Is that a boot?
Like basically, it's a boot.
What? You're going to boot people?
Wait, what?
Yes, you have your own parking spot. We're still having problems with people parking in your spot. There is the solution, boys and girls. You want to mess with Bobby? You get the boot.
I didn't know you could just buy one of those at the store.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and so
like,
now,
why don't,
if someone in the office parks there, it's $50 to get it off their tire.
Oh, so now I charge them.
Yes, we put it on their tire. $50. They can have their car back.
I tell you what. That scares me, that you can just buy that. Because why would you not buy those, just put them on people's cars as jokes? But two, I'm going to make you president of the parking spot.
Yeah! And look at that, I'm the president!
So,
what up? Yeah!
Here's what we're going to do, Lunchbox. Anybody you boot that's in my spot, you get half the money.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is so dangerous.
Woo, boy. People better watch out.
What, Amy? Go ahead.
Except for me.
Except for Amy, who can park there when I've said it was okay.
I don't know. President may have a problem with that.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to run to the president, Amy. Wow. How much did that cost?
That was about $50.
So if we do it once, we're back even.
Yes, we're back even.
But this sends
a message that we are for real.
It does send a message. A strong message. Okay, this is a Trimax Chocolate and Lock It. Deluxe Universal Wheel Chocolock. Heavy gauge, rugged. You can boot trailers, cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, construction and farm equipment.
Let's just go do construction and farm equipment. Just drive around. Wow. Oh my. Well, thank you for the gift. As
You're
always,
welcome.
That's very kind of
very
you.
Very thoughtful. See? I go deep.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Do you? You do.
Yeah, I don't do superficial.
Oh, okay.
There you go. You do go deep. No doubt about that. Yeah. Bobby Bone, come on. My favorite song on the radio right now is this song from Brett Eldridge. I love that song.
Love it.
That's A1 for me right now on the radio. Yeah, my favorite. Here's the top five songs in country music right now. Number five, Hang On, Hangin' On from Chris Young.
Yeah, I'm hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on.
Number four, Break Up in the End from Cole Swindell.
Even though we break up.
I'm going to tell you, this song, for some reason, I've really started to feel lately. Not even like the message, but like actually feeling the songwriting of it. I did the first 5,000 times, it's like, it's a good song. But then I was explaining it because we have country night coming up on Dancing with the Stars. And I'm I'm trying to get one of my friends to come in and sing. I don't want to say who it is in case they
can't. That's awesome.
And I was thinking about this song and it doesn't match the dance that we're doing. Because your dance, the song kind of has to match. And I was like, you know, Cole Swindell has a song called Break Up in the End. And I was playing it for people. And I said, the message is, you do the whole thing again. Because it was so awesome, even though you break up in the end. Like,
that's
it was
right.
worth it to you. And as I was telling that story, I was like, man, I've had those relationships where it's fantastic. Even if I knew we were going to break up again, I would do it. And then it hit me at how good the song was.
Even though we break up in the end.
Come on.
Even if I knew.
It's good, huh? Did you already know it was good, or am I just convincing you right now? Honestly.
No, I mean, I knew it was good.
Yeah.
But I mean,
because I knew it was good too. But
not in a. Oh, I can't believe you didn't like dig deep into it yet. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was deep because I mean, and then it makes you ponder: would I go through certain relationships before, even though we broke up? Because how did I grow from it? How did it make me better? What are the memories that we have?
I would go through every one of my relationships again. Everyone that was a girlfriend, all of them. I was one of my ex-girlfriends.
What? I'd omit a few.
You would?
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I didn't have any like high school or like college, like the dumb times.
Oh, that's true. That's
so
true.
No one even liked me till my 20s, like mid-20s.
Oh.
None at all.
Yeah.
So one of my ex-girlfriends, not Lindsay, my last ex-girlfriend, who's an artist, but my other artist ex-girlfriend, okay? But she emailed me the other day.
Oh.
Mm.
She has music coming out. It's a thing, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it was still a quality exchange. And I was like, oh, yeah, I hope she's doing well. And I was like, you know what? Even though we...
Yeah.
Even though...
Yeah, would you?
It was good, too. She has a boyfriend out there. All that. But it was good. It was the first time I'd really talked to her. I thought about it a while. Yeah. What do I mean?
You just, like, reply with this video.
That'd be weird.
You're just like, hey, good talk.
Even though we break up in the end.
That's number four this week. Number three, Blue Tacoma, but as sang by Amy from Russell Dickerson.
You can't keep doing this to me.
What?
The Blue Tacoma one.
Amy doesn't know this song.
Come on, Amy.
She's never known this song.
I don't know why, because every time he plays it, of course I know it, but when I'm...
Go ahead, give it a shot. At number three, Blue Tacoma, action.
Blue Tacoma.
Blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your
All right. Number two.
Give it to me.
She Got the Best of Me from Luke Combs.
She got the best of me. Blood in my heart. She got the best of me.
That's good.
She broke.
And number one, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. Simple, Florida Georgia Line.
It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as
can be. Good for those guys.
It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. We used to live
I almost hate to say this.
What?
Well, no, it's not bad.
You can't do that.
I know.
Name drop!
I was texting back and forth with Tyler from Florida Georgia Line. And he's been really cool about me being on Dancing with the Stars. Like, dude, you're killing it. And I was like, dude, you got another number one song. It's crazy. So it's just funny. It's funny how supportive people in country music are to other people in country music. And I took one of my friends to the Dirk show the other, you know, last weekend.
Yeah, in L.A.
And so, and she was like, holy crap. Like, because I just wanted to see everybody. I went to talk to Dirk for a long time. I talked to Brothers Osborne, Lanco. And we were all she was like, what's happening? All of you guys are like.
Yeah, it's a family.
I was like, the whole format is like that. We all live 25 minutes from each other. And you just kind of are there and you like each other. And you like, even if you don't like each other, which I like all those guys, you kind of understand what everybody else is going through.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hate to name drop. I mean, I name dropped twice.
I like that because now I picture Tyler watching Dancing with the Stars.
And listen, no, I don't know if they watch it, but they at least watch it on YouTube. And they'll go, like, killing it, man. You know, biggest pop song right now, 5 Seconds of Summer, Youngblood. And the biggest hip-hop song, Drake, Nonstop. I went to Drake concert. He stopped after 10 seconds. What is the next song? Terrible.
That was it.
No, terrible. Yeah. Hey, appreciate everybody here with us. Listen, we know there's a lot of things you could be listening to, so we appreciate you hanging with us. BobbyBones.com. By the way, I will be in Greensboro, North Carolina, coming up at the Carolina Theater on November 30th. I will also be in Muskegon, Michigan on November 16th at the Frauenthal Center. So I'd like for you to come out and watch the show. I'm doing my Red Hoodie comedy tour. Go to BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Yeah! Bobby Bones Show.
Lady Gaga's engagement ring is worth $1 million.
Wow.
You know, good for her. I just have a lot of questions about that. Oh, that's a good song, though. Nah, 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 nah. That's good. That's good. So my question is, what does her fiance do? Does he have $1 million to spare? Does she chip in? If you're super rich and you're dating someone who's not super rich and you want a big ring, do you chip in? You know, what's he
doing? He's an CAA agent.
Oh, he's a
talent agent.
He's an agent. Yeah.
Yeah.
He works at CAA. He's an agent.
He has that much money?
It depends. I don't know. And then also, can you ever really wear that ring? Because it's like you're carrying a briefcase with $1 million around. Someone will grab you and cut your finger off to steal that ring.
Yeah.
She has $1 million ring.
I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
I love this movie, A Star Is Born. I haven't seen it yet, but I know I'm going to.
Okay.
What?
I would say he can afford it.
Can
he
or can't?
Can.
Okay.
He represents Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, Reese Witherspoon, Bruno Mars, Johnny Depp.
I wonder if he fully does, though. I mean, like, Jennifer he's Lopez. Their only agent. Because full disclosure, I have agents. And I have multiple. And they split. I don't know. Who cares? It's not my business. Yeah. I just think $1 million on your hand.
His hair, his look, he looks like he has that money. He gives off that vibe.
Ariana Grande's returning the engagement ring that Pete Davidson. And I think that was an expensive one, huh? Wasn't it like hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I think it was $100,000.
What, Em?
Yeah. She's keeping their pet pig.
Hold on. Wait. Wait, let me get to the ring first. Then I got to know more about this pig. Ariana Grande has reportedly returned her $100,000 pear-shaped engagement ring to Pete Davidson. How are these numbers getting out? Are people just guessing because they see it? According to TMZ, 25-year-old Ariana's ring was a 3-carat diamond set in platinum, but she gave it back, and she's keeping their adopted teacup pig, Piggy Smalls. Come on! Piggy Smalls!
I know.
Which she bought in the first place, so that makes sense. Yeah. I love it when they call me Pig Papa. Throw your hands in the air.
That's a good
he's
one.
A true player.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why they end up breaking up, Amy?
Oh, no, I don't have the details, but I do know that Pete got a tattoo of Piggy Smalls on his torso.
Oh.
Mm.
That's sad.
And didn't you say he got Ariana's
he get covered up. Don't cover up Piggy, though. Yeah.
Piggy's good. I mean, it's the cutest little pig you've ever seen.
Apparently, Mac Miller, when he died, her ex-boyfriend, that was a big deal in their relationship, which would have been so tough to have your girl's ex-boyfriend. I mean, that's tough.
Right.
So there you go.
It's too. TMZ was saying the split was a long time coming. They haven't been together that long.
True. It's kind of a whirlwind. That's true.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, what happened, Amy, between you and your husband?
Well, he found these pair of jeans and sent me a picture and was like, hey, do you like these? And I was like, no, not really feeling them. You shouldn't get them, whatever. Well, he bought them anyways because they are Justin Timberlake jeans. He did a partnership with Levi, and he feels, regardless of what I think looks good, if Justin Timberlake put his stamp of approval on it, they're good to go.
Were they
expensive? He bought them anyways. I think they're about $100, maybe 80 to 100. I don't know. Justin Timberlake, Levi's, good question. I'm assuming 100, but I should ask. If he spent more than that, we definitely need to return them.
But he liked them. And don't you buy clothes sometimes that he doesn't get?
I really don't know that he liked them. I think that just because they're Justin Timberlake, he suddenly thinks that they're cooler than they actually are, which I get where he's going with that, because Justin Timberlake's super cool.
Yeah.
Did he really care about my opinion? Because they don't look that good.
Wow, you're being such a hater. Have you seen him on him, though? Like, with other clothes?
Yeah! Well, he took a picture of it in the mirror and, like, sent it to
me. What do you not like about them?
Just, like, the fit is not that great. And then, you know what else he bought to go with them? And I don't think these are, like, Brett Favre or anything, but he bought a pair of Wranglers. Which is totally fine. Like, my uncle wore Wranglers, like, every day of his life. Like, George Strait wears Wranglers. I'm all about it. But, like, my husband, he just doesn't really wear Wranglers.
Amy's being a little bit of a hater this morning.
I know. I am.
But I just really feel like he bought them simply because Justin Timberlake's name was attached.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Like, suddenly, if he puts them on, he's going to be Justin Timberlake.
If I can just be in full, absolute honesty here, I bought Uggs and wore those boots because of Tom Brady.
Boom.
Tom Brady, and I thought, I want to be Tom Brady.
That's true.
And I loved him, and I felt like Tom Brady when I had him on. I'll go play football with him on. I'd throw so good, too. All right, guys, I'm going to play all-time quarterback. I'm in my Uggs. But I did. I bought him. I'm not even going to play. Like, I bought him.
Amy, I think you just have sour grace because you want to be in charge of the fashion in your house, and he went against your fashion. And if it was Dirk's Bentley jeans, you'd be fine with it.
That's true.
Good point.
Oh, whoa, y'all. I'm obsessed with Justin Timberlake. Don't worry.
So what are you going to do? You going to take it back or not?
I mean, I guess it's just going to be a discussion. I don't know. I'm asking you guys. Should
no,
I just let
you
him be?
Let it be. Let it be. What's about
maybe
you and your
he'll
wife?
Have a little more swagger.
Yeah, what if he puts those pants on and all of a sudden he's like, just breaking it down.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit.
Lunchbox, you and your wife ever have issues over buying clothes? Or?
No, because I definitely don't buy clothes without her because I have no idea what matches. I don't know what goes together. And so if I'm buying clothes, I send her a picture, and if she likes it, I buy it. If she doesn't like it, I don't buy it. And I hate shopping. So it's once a year, and no problem with clothes.
You know, I guess that's the benefit of being single. If I want to buy something ugly, I just buy something ugly.
But who do you run to buy? Like,
I'm really colorblind, right?
That's what I'm saying. You have to worry about getting mixed matching outfits because, oh, man, colorblind, you can wear something that doesn't look good. Like this one guy in high school. I didn't know he's colorblind, okay? And he was on the football team, and he wore a shirt and tie, and it totally didn't match. And I just went up to him. I was like, dude, do you realize that doesn't even match? He goes, no, man, I'm colorblind. I was like, oh.
Yeah, in high school, I had a friend who would help me match clothes because I would speak at a lot of conventions and as a high school kid. And then now I have someone because this is what I wear. Pajamas? Like, I go 0 to 100. I'm either in sweats and pajamas or I'm in a suit. So whenever I do suits and stuff, like the company has someone that comes and matches, you know, as like a stylist. But otherwise, I'm in like a Puma Joy sweatshirt. Can't go wrong with this.
That's it.
I go 0 to 100. That's all I do.
You're wearing gray on gray today. You know that, right?
All those are pink.
It's a big no-no.
No.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A fifth grader has been pushing himself through a physical challenge over the last 7 weeks, and he's done it all in honor of his grandfather. His name's Niall, and he saw a movie, Iron Cowboy, about a man with a nickname
who competed in 50 triathlons in 50 days. So what he wanted to do, again, this is a kid, fifth grader. He wanted to do 55 Ks in 50 days to raise money for his grandpa battling lung cancer. Is that crazy?
Love that.
So 50 days ago, this 10-year-old ran his first 5K, and every day after that, he ran another 5K. His parents told him he could quit anytime he wanted. His pediatrician gave him the thumbs up. No one was sure the kid could keep up the pace of a 5K a day for 50 days, but he did it, raised thousands of dollars in pledges and all to honor his grandfather.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome.
That's good, man. Tell me something good right there. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. You need this game in your life, folks. It's the mobile game that everyone's talking about. If you still haven't played Best Fiends, you know, what are you waiting for? People that play this game love it. Just read all the reviews in the Apple App Store or Google Play, and you'll see it's consistently rated 5 out of 5 stars. There's no coincidence. No other mobile game is like it that I've seen. And once you play it, like our listeners, I do think you'll love it. Collect tons of characters, solve thousands of puzzles. You'll probably be obsessed with it. Very soon, one of your friends or family will tell you about the game, but you'll already know because you heard me talk about it. Hey, stop crushing candy. That's so 2015. Play Best Fiends. You won't regret it. As a matter of fact, you may tweet me or send me a Facebook message and actually thank me for it. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Again, Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Over to Amy with that morning corny joke.
The morning corny.
What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
An irrelephant.
Irrelephant.
Yeah, it's irrelephant. Elephant. Irrelevant.
Yeah. Okay. Take us a second. The room looked around.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, so on Monday night, I'm dancing to a song from Little Mermaid. I actually have a clip of the song. I still have to watch Little Mermaid. I think I may watch it tonight if I can.
Up where they walk.
But I'm doing a waltz to Part of Your World.
Stay,
yes. You know this?
Yes, of course.
Oh, the waltz.
Yeah.
Wish I could be part of that world.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
What would I give?
So, Sharna will be Ariel.
Of course.
And I will be Prince Andrew.
Eric.
Prince Eric. I'm going to watch it, though.
It's so dumb.
I watch it on a flight. I'm flying so many times back and forth.
They understand. Oh.
Be careful. You're going to love it.
I am.
You're going to love this movie.
Yeah.
Bright young women.
The weird thing about doing this show, and this is really the only segment we're talking about it today, is that sometimes the judges say really nice things and they don't give me a high number.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Like Carrie Ann and Abba, who I think is fantastic. She hosted Miss America while I was judging. And so there was no, she didn't know I was going to be on Dancing with the Stars. She was so nice. And she's nice to me on the show, too. And she's like, you know what? The world's better. And then, two. Like, what? It's like, you know what, Bobby? The world is actually much happier in general because you exist. What's your score? Banana. I'm like, wait, what? Give me a... Here.
Bobby Bones, the world is a better place because you're in it. You just bring so much joy because you're so authentic. You did not miss one single step in the whole routine. Yes, okay, technique was... non-existent. We have to work on foot articulation, a big thing. But once you get that, yes.
What does that mean? But once you get that, yet? Like once I get that, I win the show, or the world gets even better. What does he think that means, Amy? Like once you get that,
I have
yes.
No idea.
Like I'm president. Like what happens if I get foot articulation? I just automatically
you win the lottery.
I mean, so that's a weird thing. But that Lynn, he hates me. The middle judge,
dude. He talks you up so much, and then he gives you, like, again, a 5. And he always ends it with, like, well done. You know, like, first he trashes you. He'll be like, Bobby, I didn't see the cha-cha in that. And then I could use a little more of your hip motion.
But everybody was happy. Well done. And it's like, what?
Two.
No, come on.
Negative one.
Oh, wow. A negative one. You're taking points away, Lynn? She just gave me a seven. You just gave me a negative one?
It's really good the way you do the dance. Your hips are really good, but everything was well done. Negative four.
Wait, it took away three more points, Lynn. My total score is now...
But don't be hard on yourself. You're a good dancer. Yeah. Well done. Uh-huh. Negative seven.
Wait. Lynn, now I've done... I've just been kicked off the show from your score alone.
I can't really see this show going on without you, Bobby. Wow. You're a superb dancer.
Thank you.
Negative ten.
Wait, what?
It's like, what is happening?
That's why I feel like...
Dang, man.
Up there.
That frustrates me, part of the show. That part of the show frustrates me.
I feel like Lynch is going to cancel the show. Like, I finished dancing, and he does this thing, and he's like, you know, great dance.
You did a good job there, Bobby. You're one of the best dancers I've ever seen. Negative 20.
Like, what is... What? Come on,
Lynch.
And then you did go hard on him this week.
I know I did. I told you I regret that. Because it looked like I was going to jump on the table and attack him. But I was like, I was doing the foot.
And then your partner, Sharna, and Lindsay,
they were holding back like it was a bar fight. Is what it felt like. Like, they thought I was really going to jump on the table and attack him.
Fight Lynn. Come on.
And then Bruno's always nice.
He is.
Yeah, he stands up.
I make the observation that Bruno, like, it depends what the other two give you. That's what Bruno's going to give you. Like, Bruno doesn't really go out on a limb too much. And he's kind of, he stands up every time.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby.
and he has to rhyme. He's always like the Vegas one. He's like, believe me, baby, there's no chance in gambling in your dance tonight. You nailed it. It's a, how do you say, full house, Bobby. It's a royal flush.
It's like Johnny Cochran. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. You get a 10.
Exactly.
Well,
so funny.
Whatever. Back at it.
Oh, man.
Back at it this week. Monday Night Dancing to...
Up where they walk, up where they
And I really appreciate all the votes. I say it every time, but I mean it every time. The fact that you guys will call that number and vote, it's amazing. Lynn, let me just say, I hope I do better for you this week.
Bobby, there's no doubt in my mind you're going to do the best dance you could possibly do. But I will give you a bad rating.
Oh, come on.
Well, negative 200.
Wait, why do we keep going more negative? I'm not even dancing, Lynn. I'm just here doing a radio show. Why am I getting a less score every time?
I just think you can do the cha-cha a little better. Huh. Then negative 500.
All right. I'm done. Thank you.
I'm worn out, too.
I know. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing right now. We're going to come back. We do have some Cole Swindell coming up. Break up in the end. Thank you all for hanging out on the show. You're awesome. By the way, I will be in Muskegon, Michigan at the Fraunhofer Center on November 16th with Tennille Towns opening up my Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. And then I'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina on November 30th, BobbyBonesComedy.com. We'd love to see you guys. My final shows of the year, BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Bobby Bones.
So Keith Urban sent everyone on the show an autographed vinyl of his newest record. And it's pretty cool of him. And
coming home.
We get him and everybody's excited. Well, Lunchbox didn't... I mean, everyone got one. Hillary, our phone screener.
Yes.
Morgan, number two. And so Lunchbox did not. He was left out.
Yeah, I was left out, and I was a little offended. And I thought, okay, Keith, a little oversight, whatever. But we're beefing until I get one. And I wanted a personal note on it saying, hey, you're my favorite. Signed, Keith Urban. My apologies. Yeah. Then it's all good. Until then, we're boycotting all of Keith Urban.
No, we're not boycotting anything Keith Urban.
Oh.
I love Keith Urban.
Not happening.
It's not happening. So Lunchbox and Keith Urban are beefing, as they say.
Absolutely.
But Keith's got so many good songs. Not even from this album. Like, we're just Keith fans, you know?
Take your records, take your freedom, take your memories.
So Keith Urban has sent another box up here.
Yeah! What up, Keith? See, I knew he couldn't stand to have me mad at him. So, like, he's like, I feel bad.
This is another box of music. Let me get a... If you're pulling those out for me, let me do a... Get some Keith Urban going here.
Ooh, some more records in there.
Yeah, baby. This is the second batch. Oh, here's another one for Mike D. He signed a second one
Mike D.
Here's another one for me. That's very nice of him.
Nice, Bones.
Second one. So now I've got two Graffiti U at Records.
here is Eddie.
Oh, I get two?
There's a second one
nice.
For you.
Nice.
Stop it.
And finally, Pitts.
Yes.
Pitts, the guy who works way behind the scenes.
Stop
not
it.
Behind the scenes.
Stop it.
He sent everybody a second one and purposely didn't send Lunchbox a first one. Coming
home. Dude. Like, Keith. For the longest time, I thought Keith Urban was this nice dude. Like, yeah, we're friends.
He's
like,
he sent us two signed copies.
Like, when he sees me, he says, hi. This is not cool, Keith. I don't know what is wrong with you. If someone, I don't know what happened. I don't know why you're offended by what I did, but this is serious beef now.
Well, I've got two. Would you like one of mine?
Yeah, I would. No, actually, I wouldn't. I want the one with a personal note from Keith saying, sorry I left you out. You're still my favorite.
Huh.
Until then, the boycott is on.
But we've got two now. Eddie, do you like your second one?
I love my second one. I'm going to give it to my kids.
And Pitts, who really,
Pitts puts up our podcast. Come on.
He puts up our podcast.
Pitts doesn't even sit in this room or the glass room. He sits in a room across the hall from that room.
He's a good guy, though.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He got his first
but
one.
But really, how does he get one? And I mean, Keith, I know you're listening right now. You're driving your kids to school.
Go ahead.
I want you to realize that the boycott is back on and stronger than ever.
Oh, wow. There's no boycott. There's never been a boycott.
We will not play your music.
No, that's not true. Is that true?
No, you have to say these kind of things or else I'm never going to get any respect in this beef.
Well, Keith has spoken and he sent us all two signed copies and Lunchbox still zero.
What is up with that?
We love you, Keith.
No, we don't we love do. You, Keith. Keith, we do not
what
love
Keith
you.
What Keith Urban song you want to play now? Any song,
None.
Amy?
None.
Pick, no.
Ooh.
Pick a song. Any Keith Urban song, Amy. Go ahead. In honor of Keith Urban, our favorite.
Boo!
Oh, Fighter.
Oh, Carrie and Keith?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good yeah. Hey, three, for Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Hey, Keith Urban. Three cheers for Keith Urban. No, hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
This is interesting, Amy. How attached are you to your phone? That's a question. They do this thing where they ask people, would they rather have their phone taken away from them or lose their pinky toe? Now, you only get one of them, your phone or your pinky toe. What are you keeping?
I mean, I'm keeping my phone, and I guess I'm giving up a pinky toe.
It's crazy to say that, but when I think about it, too, I would probably do the same thing. Because what do I need a pinky toe for? Maybe a little bit of balance, but you guys see me dance. Not that much balance there anyway. 30% of people would lose their pinky toe rather than their phone. Lunchbox?
Crazy.
Ooh, I guess I'd have to lose my pinky toe because I got to get on Twitter, Instagram, and I got to be able to call my parents.
Well, you can call them from, like, your landline. I don't think you're eliminated from all phone use.
Oh, I think you meant all phone use.
No. You're not really a phone guy, though, for the most part.
No, not really. I don't have any apps besides Twitter, Instagram, and like, FaceTime and dial out phone. Text messages, too.
Those are your four apps?
That's it. That's all I use on my phone.
What iPhone do you have? Do you know?
This one.
This one.
iPhone S.
Okay.
Is that right?
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
The iPhone S? Is that a thing? I don't think
there
it
should
is.
Be a number.
There has to be a number.
Okay. Is that not an S?
Maybe it's a 5.
It's like a 5.
Is that a 5, Morgan, number 2?
No, it's an S, but it just doesn't have the number on the phone.
It's black market.
He got a deal.
So you have four apps?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I had a Facebook, but I don't use it on my phone. I don't even know. I don't even, never logged in, so I don't use anything else. Nope, don't download like those. What do you, the food deliveries and all that? No time for
Instacart,
it.
Instacart, Amazon.
It? No time for it.
No Postmates, Uber. No Uber.
Nope.
Wonder what I have on my phone that I use all the time. Because I'm on my phone all the time. I get the message now because I've updated it. It's like, you've been on your phone 8 hours today looking at the screen.
Ooh, I do have Heytel. That's a great app. It's like a walkie-talkie. You go, and you leave a message for someone, and then whenever they get it, they hear it, and they bring you back.
Oh, yeah, that's called voicemail on my phone. Amy, what's up with you today? Anything?
I'm looking at my Clue app. That's my favorite.
What?
It tells her period.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Gross.
It does more than that, Bobby. It tells me when I'm going to be crazy, and I have an excuse for being crazy, and it gives me comfort. If I'm feeling like totally nutso emotionally or something hormonal, I just go to my Clue app and I'm like, oh, okay, totally makes sense. I'm not actually crazy.
Yes, I should get Amy's Clue app on my phone.
Like, oh my gosh, this just makes total sense.
Go ahead.
I just logged on, and I'm not joking. I have been feeling... a little bit off. And I had no, I mean, I haven't been in a few days and I forgot. Like, literally, I'm supposed to start my period tomorrow. Wow! Yeah, see? It just makes me feel so much better knowing that I'm not totally nuts. It's hormones.
I've never heard someone so excited that for that time. Yeah.
Mainly because it just justifies some of my actions.
Okay.
Mine are Instagram, Southwest Airlines, iHeartRadio, Twitter. I can see all the ones I use all the time. I have repost for Instagram. I don't even use Snapchat anymore at all. Anybody else use Snapchat?
Oh, I still use Snapchat every once in a while. I do have that.
Yeah. Uber, obviously. Open Table.
Don't know what that is.
It's where you can get reservations for anywhere. Just
oh, yeah. I go online for that.
You call them?
No, I just get on my computer and I type in reservations, and then it always takes you to Open Table. Like, why can't you just go to their website directly? It's
you
so
can,
annoying.
But you can just click it on the phone and click. It's just like, boo-doo. Oh, find them all. Hey, you're on the air, Liz, in West Virginia.
Hi, how are you guys? I just wanted to say good morning and tell you guys that I love all of you guys so much.
Oh, thanks a lot. So what's happening with you this morning? Anything good?
Just taking my kid to school. I have a 2-month-old that was just born, so he's finally asleep, so I'm going to try to go home and take a nap.
So that's a thing, right, when they finally sleep?
Yes. Lunchbox should understand, right?
Oh, my kid sleeps all the time. I'm good. Like, he's like his dad. Oh, well, he's a champ.
Well, mine does not. Mine has, like, horrible ears. So right now he has, like, an ear infection. So he's, like, up all night.
Well, good luck. Get you a nap.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon, hopefully. Call us back, all right?
Perfect. Thank
all right.
you.
See you later. Hey, Amy, was it you telling me that story about, you may have to go back into the recesses of your brain, about mm-hmm. that bank staff that were playing hide and seek?
Oh, yeah.
And it
no.
turned into a robbery scare?
Okay, no, I got this. So, yes, the bank staff decided to play a game of hide and seek, which led to some employees hiding under their desks. And the bank had windows, and some people, like normal, you know, just people hanging out outside, were walking past the bank, and they saw people hiding under their desks. So they called the police because they were like, I'm walking by a bank. I see people under their desks. They might be in distress. There might be a robbery. So please show up thinking that they...
Well, I bet they didn't just show up either. I bet they showed up, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, they showed up. Like, it was a whole thing. And they're like, oh, yeah, that... Mm-mm, no, we're just playing hide and seek.
You got to wonder who okayed the hide and seek at the bank. Because a manager or someone had to green light hide and seek at the bank. Like, you know what? It's kind of slow right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have
bonding.
At it, guys.
Let's hang out. Mm-hmm.
And that would be kind of fun to play in a bank, especially if you get in the vaults.
Yes.
So dumb.
It's yeah, so dumb.
And I don't think that they thought people on the outside would, like, look in and see that. Because it's not like customers walked in and saw it. I mean, it was someone walking by that saw through a window. They're like, oh, my gosh, someone's under their desk. Like, and they, but, you know, good for them. Like, you need, if you see that, you probably should call it in, but.
Yeah, that's good. Sometimes this room's a big bunch of haters. Raymundo, our audio producer, he sits in a glass room connected to this room. He says he sees an artist driving around with their name written on their own car.
Well, it's actually a decal. So what? I think it's maybe a sponsored vehicle from a dealership. So they're cruising around town. Imagine this.
Okay.
And then this big white decal on the back with their own name on it. So they're going to restaurants. They're going to their buddy's house. And they're... own name is on their vehicle.
Legit.
It's kind of a tool move. I mean, I hope they're getting that. I don't know if it's part of the deal.
Don't be a hater. It's probably a deal.
Okay, maybe there's money involved and that's all cool, but I'm just saying, dude, you get your family, you're going to get your kids at school, and you have your name on your vehicle, and it stands out. White decal on a black tinted out vehicle.
I'd be afraid someone would key my car. That's why I also don't get a license plate with anything on it.
Oh, a personalized license plate would be so cool, too.
Raymundo, write down who it is, because I don't know who it is. Once there was an artist that we knew that was parking in handicapped spots around town. Huh. Oh, come on.
Come on.
You hater.
Hater.
Listen, it's not too late. There's probably ways to remove the decal. You don't have to cruise around forever with this thing. Take it off.
Okay. There's a little good news here this morning. Our producer, Eddie, who edits all of our videos, been with the show for a long time, been my friend for like 10 years. He got his first national endorsement on the radio.
How cool
Come
is
on.
That?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, what's up, Lunchbox?
What did you get?
Little Debbie's. How about that? Little Debbie's snacks. We all grew up with those things.
That's true.
My kids love Little Debbie's.
That's true.
I'm going to be the national voice of Little Debbie. How cool is that?
I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You don't look happy for me, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox, what's wrong with you?
I mean, I'm here too. I mean, I've been here longer.
How did you get that, Eddie?
I guess I missed that email.
I don't know. I got an email and said, you know, we've been working on this for a few months and we finally landed it. Congratulations. You're the national ambassador of Little Debbie.
And you do love Little Debbie.
Dude, that's like my thing. I love snacks. I love desserts.
So you'll be doing commercials for them?
Yeah.
The rule on the show is we won't do commercials for anything we don't love or someone super close to us doesn't love. Meaning
correct.
It has to be either through us or verified through somebody we know and we're close to.
And Little Debbie was a part of my childhood growing up. And it's going to be a part of my kids.
Come on. Lunchbox isn't clapping. He's over there sold up.
Wow, man.
Just saying. I mean, I don't ever get national endorsements, but it's cool. Hey, you know, I'll just be here. I'll keep the local ones. That's cool.
A bunch of haters.
No, we're happy for you, dude.
Do you ever get, like, client meetings when you go to them?
Very rare. Like, we had one set up, like, last week, and then they canceled on it. They said, nah, never mind. So I don't know what happened there. I was all dressed up, ready to go.
You were dressed up.
Yeah, I was ready to go, and then I got the email, like, oh, never mind, they canceled.
Sometimes, it got canceled that fast.
Yeah, it got canceled that fast.
Sometimes the rap against, not my rap, but the rap against you is that you don't take care of yourself.
What do you mean?
Like physically.
What do you mean? I look good. I'm physically in shape. I look good. I mean,
I think you look great.
Every once in a while, I don't shave. Yes, you're right. Like, I mean, I could use a shaving endorsement.
Shave, like shower. You don't shower sometimes.
I hate shaving. It's the worst thing in the world.
Showering.
But you can't tell I don't shower.
But you can if you get close to you.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Sometimes you give out that look, too, that
you
don't shower.
Yeah, you kind of, yeah.
Okay,
you'll be all right.
I'll work on that.
Eddie, congratulations on your
Thank you, Bones. Thank you.
Look at this place.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman, she went on Twitter to thank her Uber driver who went totally above and beyond. So she was staying at this place that had a gate, her and her mom. Whatever the case is, they could not get through the gate. And now the Uber driver probably totally could have been like, well, you're at your destination. Get out. I got another, you know, person that needs a ride somewhere. Well, he didn't. It took them an hour and a half to finally get the gate open, and he waited with them the entire time, even turning down other rides.
Oh, that's good. Good for him. Do we know if that was really their gate? Like, they're safe, everything's good?
Yeah, like, they're safe. It was 1 a.m. He just really didn't feel safe leaving them, and he stood by their side. So she put a note out on Twitter and gave a shout out and wants to make sure that Uber knows that this employee did amazing stuff.
Hopefully gave him that tip, too, when you got that chance.
I know.
Get that tip. Like, you leave a note all you want, but you get that tip. You know, people got to eat. All right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Let's go to Caitlin in Tennessee. Hey, Caitlin, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby.
You good?
I'm great.
Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
Yes, I need to tell you that I have to leave work in Madison at 5:00 to get home in enough time to see you perform.
On Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
Oh.
Awesome.
Thanks. Is it weird?
My 2-year-old watches with me.
Is it weird to watch me on that show? Really?
No.
It's not?
I love it.
Huh. It's still weird to me to watch it back. To actually see me on Dancing with the Stars.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you. And, you know, I come in and I try to only talk about it once a day, sometimes twice if it's show day. But I got to tell you, when MC Hammer tweeted me, like, the 10-year-old version of me, like, exploded on the inside. He tweeted, like, 4 or 5 times about me, too. Did you guys
come
see
on.
He just kept tweeting. I think MC Hammer and I are best friends now. We never met, but, yeah.
Can't touch this.
Does he follow you?
No, I don't know.
You gotta check and follow him back.
So I danced to MC Hammer this last week. One of the wardrobe guys was telling me about MC Hammer that he used to work with MC Hammer and that MC Hammer would show up at 200 people sometimes.
Ooh. Oh, 200? That's why he went broke.
That's why he went broke.
Is that real?
I believe that's it. Because I don't think he's broke anymore, but he was really rich for a while. But he would travel with this humongous group of people. And so he said he had 200 people with him.
Which is cool because he liked to take care of his people.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's only so much to go around.
And I think when you make a lot, you think you're always going to make a lot. So you spend like you're always going to make a lot. And then when you don't make a lot anymore, that's why a lot of athletes go broke. While they're making a lot of money, they're spending a lot of money. They're not saving it. You know what I'm saying?
Dang, dude.
So,
hey, if you're not careful, that can happen to you.
What?
You can lose all your money on us. Because, like, you flew me to Los Angeles. You do stuff like that all the time. You basically pay for Amy's kids' college fund, right? You bought Raymundo's car, pretty much.
I'm going to go hammer on doing nice deeds.
I mean, you gave Lunchbox a job.
That's true. That's true.
What else would he be doing?
Listen, if I go a full MC Hammer broke, just helping out my friends, I'm all right with that.
I mean, Mike D lives with you.
That's true. It is said I mean, most people on the show at one point have lived with me. At some point.
That's true. Yeah. Careful, well, dude. You don't want to get hammered.
That's true. I don't. You know what? I wouldn't mind getting hammered for you guys. I'll be honest. If I have to get hammered for you guys, that's all right.
Bones goes broke because he's been supporting us all.
Whatever. Anyway, MC Hammer tweeted me. I thought that was cool. Can't touch this. I posted one of them on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Funny.
Do you like your dance?
He said he did.
That's what he said, huh?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, so cool.
What if you're him and you see some dorky white dude in big dark rim glasses dressed as you with all these fake chains from the 90s? Aren't you a little bit like, come on, man?
He's like, oh boy.
I mean,
this is what it's turned into.
Yeah. Whatever, you brought him into the spotlight on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, he didn't need me. And again, yeah. I watched it again last night. I'm such a dork. I mean, guys, I'm such a dork. Because I try to get away from it and then watch it back. I didn't miss a step, but I mean, I'm such a dork. I think I can do okay on the show because of our listeners. But I'm doing the waltz this week, like I said earlier, and the song I'm doing is Where They Walk, Little Mermaid, Part of Your World. We practiced last night for a few hours. It's very slow, direct. I'm a prince. I'm Prince Andrew.
Eric.
Prince Eric. There we go. And so I have to be like a prince. So.
How do you feel about it so far?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
First time I've ever felt that way after one day. But it's hard. But it's all hard at this point.
Is it like acting? Do you learn the role of Prince Eric and then feel it in the dance?
No. First you just learn the steps.
Oh.
I'm not there. I'm struggling with steps. Every week it's like you're getting a new Rosetta Stone language.
Oh.
Like you already know how to talk, but you don't know how to speak Mandarin or speak Spanish or speak English. Or so you're just like, okay, I know how to physically make words, but I don't know how to say a language. And so, you know, you're doing your tippy toes. It's tough. It looks fun on TV.
You make it look easy. You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't touch this. Seriously. Look at my eyes, man. Can't touch this.
I do love music, though. That's the fun thing is I get to be with a lot of music. I get to do a lot of music. Amy's daughter wants to be a DJ, by the way. Right?
Yeah. She got to DJ at Children's Church. I guess they were playing some game, and up on the stage they had like a computer, and it was like a freeze game. You get to like play music and then you bust into something. So she was in charge of hitting the songs and whenever she wanted. And she had the most. Sometimes when we drop her off at Kids Church, she's not in like the best mood. Sometimes it's hard for her to figure things out. But man, we picked her up that like on Sunday, and she was in the best mood, and she just was like, "Mom, I got to be the DJ. I love music." Da, da, da. I mean, and even at the house, that's all they want to do is like play songs and pick music and learn about it.
So she wants to be a real DJ, like a music DJ.
Yeah, like how you used to do, like at parties.
Yeah, I used to do sound and light shows. That's how I paid my rent, because I would go, and you don't make any money in radio. Look, we're lucky now that we get to make money. But the first 10 years of my career, broke. And I would do side jobs, and I would go and I'd build my little contraption set. I'd have my stack CD players, and I would go and I would do sound and light show dances. And I didn't even know how to mix. I would just fade down and fade up and try to hopefully it mixed okay. I had two faders. And so I'd play Tim McGraw, It's Your Love, into Blackstreet No Diggity. And I'd be like, come on, everybody, get on the dance floor. I have my microphone, have like two lights. It was called a sound and light show. I had two speakers and two lights. And they would flash. I'd set them up. It's good, though.
It's good. You still do that.
What?
It's called a Friday morning dance party.
That's true. How many lights, though? But we do on this show a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Amy, you should invest. I don't know how much she likes it. I don't know, as a mom, what you want to invest your money in with your kids, because maybe they get a hobby real quick and they jump away from it. But
yeah, I don't know. We haven't really had hobbies yet, but this is, I've just never seen her get so excited that she got picked to do something that she really, really, really enjoyed. And I was like, ooh, might need to talk to Bobby, figure out how to get her some DJ gigs.
Well, the good, no, not gigs yet. First of all, DJ, how to do it. But the thing now is, if you can get a laptop and teach someone how to mix on a laptop with the little wheels and a speaker, and she's good. You have to get her, I mean, that would be cool. You say she has trouble at children's church. Is it because of the language barrier? She doesn't know English all the way yet?
No, I'm just saying she's not really a morning. It's just, it's a combo of things. She's not a morning person. Church is early in the morning. Sometimes she's just not really into whatever they're going to do. She maybe feels too cool or whatever. Whereas Stevenson, like, waltzes in, like, da-da-da-da-da, children's church, yay! She's normally the one that's like, ugh.
What's the deal? Like, how do they feel about Jesus? Because they came from Haiti, and I don't know what they were taught there versus what they're taught in church now.
That's what they were taught there. They were in a Christian church at the orphanage. There was actually Papa Pierre, who is the director of the orphanage. He's also a pastor. So every Sunday, he led church in a building right next door to the orphanage. So all the kids would just walk over. And church was like, you know, 3-4 hours.
Oh, no,
so here,
no.
They're,
yeah. I mean,
So they were exposed to it all. They know all the same worship songs and they know about Jesus and like what the meaning of Christmas is and Easter, all the things.
I grew up, and so in my town it was, and it still is, there's a railroad track, and it splits still between the white quarters and the black quarters, what they still call it. And so I would go to black church a lot, go to white church a lot, and white church would end at 10 o'clock. Time for everybody to go home. 10 o'clock. And then I'd go to black church, and it would just be, we'd stay for 4 hours or 5 hours, and I'd be like,
this is getting kind of long here, man.
But yeah, I would leave tired too. Sing for hours. There was food. I never left with an empty belly though, ever. Oh,
yeah,
that's good. That's
potluck.
That's cool about your daughter like finding a hobby though, right?
I know. I really, and listen, when we run, like some, the other day they were running, they don't run that much. They never really ran that much in Haiti. There wasn't much room to play at the orphanage. They would kind of run a little bit, but you couldn't go far. I mean, Bobby, you've been there. There wasn't space to just run. And they were running and running, and I'm not joking. She's so fast.
Oh,
she's
yeah?
She's so fast. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm not going to push anything on her, but if she wanted to start running, like she could be amazing at track.
You know what excites people is that when they find out they're good at something. So you could just put her in some running things, and if she's better than everyone else, that kind of makes her go, "Oh, I like this because I like to be rewarded."
Oh, she loves to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She loves. We went to a corn maze the other day, and like we went to this pumpkin patch, and it had a corn maze, and she figured out the corn maze before anybody else, and she got out, and she turned around and looked at everybody, like even strangers, and she was like, "I did it! I won!" And it's not even really like a competition, but I mean, she loves accomplishing something and feeling good about it. So you're right. I think maybe. We just need to find the time when they're not trying to learn English to get them. Maybe in another year we can finally start the hobbies because right now I feel like the hobby is English.
That's not much of a hobby.
Yeah, terrible.
Of all the hobbies, that's not a good one. Hello, April. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I just wanted to call and tell you all thank you. I feel like every morning when I go to work, I have a group of my friends with me. You guys really do spread joy and are basically just real. And that's, you don't see that a lot in any outlet, but it really means a lot to me. And I know a lot of people, we all listen to you guys every morning. And I just want to say thank you. I vote for you every week.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and we just wanted to say thank you. I know a lot of people don't take the time to call, but what you guys do really matters, and we want to say thank you.
Come on, how nice is this call? Come on. I love that.
And I am going to get your book. I am buying your book.
No, I'm going to send you a book. I'm going to sign you a little note. I'm going to send you a little book.
You.
I'm going to put it in a little mail, and you're going to get it, and hopefully it makes you smile, because I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
So can you hold
on? We really do. Can you, sure.
Okay. This is, hey, I'm putting April on hold, Raymundo, and I'm going to sign her a book. Any note you
thank
want me to
you
write?
Guys.
I'll write anything you want, April. What do you want me to write?
Thank you. Choose joy.
Choose joy. Nothing like April's best. If I had to pick one person on the desert island, it'd be April. Nothing like that.
No.
Okay,
no,
just choose joy. All right. There she is. April, thank you. Got you on hold there.
Tara Reid had to be removed from a flight after flying into a rage over the location of her seat and lack of a pillow. Now, at this point in your life, she's 42. You shouldn't be acting up in airports or airplanes. And you're also famous, so anything you do is going to be amplified. The 42-year-old actress was aboard a Delta Flight 613 headed from L.A. to New York. The pilot on the aircraft had already moved the plane past the gate, but decided there was a problem on the plane. She had a small dog with her. Apparently, she got another flight after she's booted off this one. She said, they wouldn't let the dog sit next to me. I wasn't going to stay on the plane. Everybody made a big deal about it. Apparently, she was removed on a different flight, too. On Monday, she was probably moved from a Delta flight from LAX to... I don't know. I don't know what's happening here with her.
Oh, my gosh. So she just had a bad day.
Yeah, maybe. It sounds like something else happened that kind of triggered this. At the time, TMZ reported that Reid got upset when she found out she was not given a seat next to the window. I don't even know who to believe. Because she had the history of doing nutty things. Flight attendants reportedly attempted to defuse the situation, but the pilot had to turn the plane around. That sounds like you do it to an 8-year-old. We're going to turn this plane around. If you don't be quiet, I'm turning this plane around, Tara Reid.
Watch me. Yeah. Watch me.
You're going to push me, Tara Reid? Huh? American Pie? Huh, Miss American Pie? I'm going to turn this plane around. Our rep for Reid had no comment. Amy, what were we going to say?
I don't know. It just seems like maybe on her other flight, she had a window seat, and then she got put on a different plane because whatever went wrong with that one. And then when she wasn't given, you know, kind of what she had assigned on the other plane, she couldn't handle it.
It could have been the same flight. They wrote this article kind of weird. But anyway, you just can't.
I'm not justifying.
You can't get upset on airplanes. You can, but you have to be calm about it because that's like a terrorist zone. Anything treated as nutty is like, they may be a terrorist.
Do you think they were picking on her just because she's Tara Reid?
No, I don't. Because I'm sure she had a first class seat. They try to be nicer to people. This TV show flies me. They pay for it. So they fly me first class.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me is it up there?
Warm peanuts. It's good.
Warm?
Yeah. Not even just peanuts.
What?
They bring you a glass and they go, here are your peanuts. And they're warm.
Huh.
I don't know how they get them warm.
Right?
But they have a little warmer.
Hey, don't ask
nut
me.
Nut warmer.
All I know. Let me get some of that nut warmer in my house.
Okay.
But yeah, they give you warm peanuts. Yeah. And they go, what would you like to drink? And I'm like, where's the cart? They're like, no, we'll bring it to you all by ourselves.
Oh, they don't even bring you
a
cart up there?
No.
Wow.
I know.
And do they call you by your name?
Yes, they do, because they have a piece of paper.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they go, Bobby, what would you like here, sir? And sometimes if it's alone, they give you food.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's cool. That's why you need to put doctor by your name. So like, Dr. Bobby?
No, because then someone will have a heart attack, and they'll go, Dr. Bobby, get back there, stat! And I'll be like, no.
You're like, JK.
Yeah, here's Tara Reid explaining.
They wouldn't let the dog sit next to me, so I was going to stay on the plane, but of course...
Is she drunk in this clip?
maybe she's 42?
What do you mean? Think she was younger?
Older? She doesn't sound mature.
Well, Amy, I'm 38. I'm almost 42. I'm like Peter Pan over here.
It's true.
I'm not growing up at all. People be like, he's 38?
They wouldn't let the dog sit next to me. So I was going to stay on the plane, but of course everyone made a big deal about it. But I'm kind of used to that in my life.
Okay, I believe the airline. Yeah,
you're in that.
Yeah, I believe the. I'm totally in on the airline right now. There's no way that's
poor Tara.
Oh yeah,
she's had a fall from grace.
Yeah,
she was super famous. Now she's Sharknado girl.
She was in Sharknado, huh?
Yeah.
That's nothing wrong with that. It's work. At least probably got warm peanuts before she got kicked off the flight. Over to Morgan, number two, who runs all of our digital, our website. She does all of the Bobby Bones Show social media. She's now 25 years old. Hey. What do 25-year-olds
care about? The new Coldplay documentary is coming out. It's called A Head Full of Dreams, and it's hitting theaters on November 14th for one day only.
Really? So they must be putting it out then after the theaters.
Yes. It'll be on Amazon Prime on November 16th, but if you don't have Amazon Prime, you can't watch it.
So what's it about?
It's over the course of 20 years of their whole band, the highs and lows of their whole career.
Huh. I love Coldplay. I listen to Coldplay every night when I go to sleep. I'll watch this. I love Coldplay. I know some people give Coldplay a hard time.
Why? Why do they do that?
Because they're haters. And they've been able to last for 15 to 20 years being humongous.
Yep.
Maybe the largest relevant rock band today. Name one bigger. This is a real question. Name a more relevant... Foo Fighters, possibly, but
I would still say Coldplay's bigger.
Imagine Dragons.
Not bigger than Coldplay.
Ooh, Maroon 5.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a good guess, but not bigger than Coldplay. Not yet. I think Adam Levine is more of a star than Maroon 5 is.
Okay.
Although they do have good songs.
Yeah, they do.
And they've lasted a long time. Man, this Coldplay.
Nobody said it was easy.
The first time that I heard the song Yellow, it was on MTV. Back in the day, kids, MTV used to show music videos. And when they played Yellow and he's walking down the beach, I was like, my life has changed. Amy, you like Coldplay or no?
Oh, yeah. I like them.
You love them?
I wouldn't say love, but I mean, I've seen them in concert a couple of times. For me to like really enjoy a concert, I mean, I guess I'd put them in that category. But I'm not like upset. Like, I love George Strait. Yeah. I don't love Coldplay, but I'm a fan.
I do. I love Coldplay. Lunchbox, love Coldplay or no?
I wouldn't say I love them, but I know I used to rule the world. That's their song.
Viva La Vida.
I used to rule the world.
He's kind of on melody for the first time in his life.
It's not bad.
That's a good song.
Yeah, that is good.
That's a fun one.
Morgan, number two, anything else about that documentary?
No, I'm just really excited to see it. You can see all of their colorful tour, and from them starting out at super small bars, it just looks like a really good movie.
There you go. Hey, what do 25-year-olds care about? Michelle in Colorado, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I am doing awesome. About to walk into class for the day.
I love it. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to call and say thank you for your awesome show. I love listening to it every day.
Oh, thanks. Well, can we do anything better? I always like to ask you, because you listen. We're part of your morning, hopefully. Like, what can we do better on this show?
The only thing I would recommend is maybe a few more of the morning cornies.
Oh, more morning cornies. Amy, how do you feel about that?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a first. Okay.
You know what I do on that TV show? I go to other dancers, like other pros, and be like, hey, what can I do better? I just like other eyeballs all the time. Even for the radio show, I go to people and I'm like, hey, what can I do better? And so, because I have people that I work with, and boy, Amy, what are you laughing at?
I just literally thought, just because she said that about the jokes, I thought you were literally about to say you go up to people on Dancing with the Stars and tell them my jokes.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
No, I don't do that.
Some of them are funny,
okay,
though.
Okay, cool. Carry on.
No, that's all. I like to know what our listeners want us to do more. What would you like us, what do you like about the show, Michelle?
Everything. You guys always have such a positive and uplifting attitude, and it's just an awesome way to start the morning.
Well, thanks. Well, that's nice. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And I hope school's good today.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
See you later. Hey, you're on the air. Let's go to Christine. Christine in Massachusetts. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Great. I mean, it's a Wednesday. Show's going pretty good. Everybody's here. I know. What can I do for you?
First of all, I love you guys. I listen all the time. I just had a quick question on Dancing with the Stars. If they ever tell you how many votes you actually receive or... It's a mystery.
That we never know. I don't know. I just have to think, because I haven't been getting super high scores, that our listeners of the show are coming through for me, because I don't, you know, I'm just a big lanky Gumby out there dancing.
Look, you are doing great, and clearly you two are the most entertaining. That's why they put you on last.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what to say, but no, they don't tell us what we're doing. And how we're doing with the votes. They tell us our scores when they're like, 6. I'm like, oh. I posted a thing on my Insta story. Amy, have you looked at my Insta story today, Amy, at all?
No.
So last night, I posted a picture of me, because I got so upset with the judges when they gave me a 6. And I'm just disgusted in my face. And they're like, 6. And I don't hide it. I don't. When I get upset, I just show it. When I get happy, I show it. And they don't want you to get angry at the judges' comments. They're like, hey, if the judges say something... just nod and smile. I'm like, but that's not me.
Yeah, you did the opposite.
Like, they started telling me, and I was like, what?
You had a temper tantrum up
on
national TV.
But I took it, and I put it, and I digested it, and I feel they were right. But that doesn't mean I can't have that emotion. I don't believe feelings are ever wrong. I believe it's how you act on your feelings. You can feel a certain way about anything. Your feelings are never wrong. You can have them justified. You can be told a different perspective, and they can change based on something. But I don't believe something like, oh, your feelings are never wrong. And in that picture, my feelings weren't wrong. I was upset at myself. I was just upset. But it's on my Insta story, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you click through it.
Yeah. I like that you talk back to the judges because it shows that you care. Like all those
I do
people,
care.
Like all those people that just sit there and take it, I'm like, so you don't care that they're bashing you? You worked hard for that dance. Like, tell them, hey, like, I'm trying.
They're right, though. I mean, they're right about things. They're experts. I just thought that it doesn't matter what I thought. I was also disgusted with myself. But I hit every step. What do you want from me? I don't know.
Like, they didn't even comment on your dancing on the table and jumping down and sticking the landing. I mean, they gave you no props. Like, why don't they say, hey, you did some things good, too.
They did. Carrie Ann and Abba said I changed the world or something.
You make the world a better place.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's not to do with your dancing.
Oh. Well, listen, thank you. Let's see. Let's go over to... Man, we got a lot of people calling in. Appreciate that. Amy, anything you want to say?
No, now I'm checking out your Instagram right now, and so I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's on my Insta story.
Yeah, sorry, I'm on your Insta story right now, and definitely see that.
Yeah, I got a little disgusted by that.
Yeah.
I am me, though. There's one thing I am, it's me.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, this is taking pumpkin spice to a whole new level. Buffalo Wild Wings is the latest chain to jump on the pumpkin spice train. They have a new flavor, barbecue pumpkin spice wings.
But that sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not anti it.
I like pumpkin.
I like pumpkin and I cannot lie.
I like pumpkin. I don't know why it's just during this time of year. I like pumpkin in February too. But I'm into it. Like, it makes me want to go just to have that and try it. So I'm into it. Don't be a hater. What else, Sam?
Okay, so Bobby, I thought of you when I saw this because coffee's now a part of your daily routine. And the headline is, want to be a father? Try coffee. Because men who drink 2 cups a day of coffee, they are more than twice as likely to get their partners pregnant.
I mean, I don't really have a partner.
I know, but you are drinking coffee.
So
I was just going to throw that out there. Right. And you do talk about how maybe you want a baby.
Oh, no, I want kids for sure. Yeah.
Do you think you want a newborn or you've talked about adoption?
Can I get like a 17-year-old and then...
So you only have them for a year?
Yeah, they graduate high school. I help them on the adult side of things. Yeah. I want to have a baby. I'm not sure. I think it just depends on if, when, who I get married to. Like, I'm just down for whatever makes us, whoever that is, happy. I don't even have an us yet. Like, I've been dating someone a little bit, but it's not...
Okay, so now it's dating.
I don't know. I mean, you just say it's dating. We've been on, like, some dates.
Huh. Lunchbox has a good question, though. Have y'all discussed kids?
Yep.
I don't know that we've discussed it. I think I've probably said, yeah, I want kids. But I wasn't like, let's talk about kids. Let's talk about kids, baby. Everything's a 90s song in my head right now. I did MC Hammer all
everything.
Week. Everything. I don't know. I think I've said, yeah, I think I want kids.
You might want to ask her if she wants kids and how many and names.
But she's in her third... Wait, I don't want to give anything.
Wow. That's huge.
Is that a big hint?
I said she's thirsty.
Oh, breaking news.
Oh, it's all you said.
We're taking this to Twitter.
She's thirsty. Yeah. You better get her some water.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say, thirsty.
Breaking news.
What's the breaking
thirsty.
News?
Bobby just admitted the lady he is seeing is in her 30s.
Did I? Though?
And he
really?
Admits that we finally admitted she's a girl. We really have left it unisex.
That's true. Okay. Are we done with this part of the show?
It was basically gender neutral and ageless until now.
It was like water. I was basically going on dates with a glass of water. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to know? Just while we're on this real quick. I know there's been a list circulating on that, like, our listeners are deep diving and trying to figure out who I'm. The only reason I don't say it is because I told you. It's not about me. I would say immediately who it is.
But how old is your Dancing with the Stars partner?
Exactly.
Sharna?
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
I don't know. Who knows? Amy, go
ahead. Should my third story be the B team and what they've investigated?
Okay. Our listeners, the B team, are hardcore and they're awesome. Mm-hmm. They're passionate and apparently they've been investigating.
They are good investigators.
Go ahead.
I'll throw my other story out the window and tell y'all that they have noticed a mystery girl in the audience, particularly this last Monday. She has blonde hair.
That's Ahmad's girlfriend. That's Trainer Ahmad's girlfriend.
Well, there goes that theory.
Okay.
Come on, guys. You can do better than that.
Do you think I'd be so deliberate as to put her in my section at Dancing with the Stars?
Or would you throw people off by thinking that, yes?
Good point,
exactly.
Amy.
Correct.
You never know about me. What else?
Mm-hmm. There was also a brunette in the audience that night, and someone that has been in your life for years, Megan.
Megan Boardman?
Yes.
No, mm-hmm. We're not
dating. She's on the list?
No, we're not dating. No, no.
Again, this is the B-team's list. They've been investigating.
We went out on a couple dates way back in the day, but we're not dating years later. No, we're not.
Right.
She's a good friend now. Go ahead.
And third on the list is one of my best friends, Mary B. And
I've
definitely not happening.
On Instagram. Wait, why did you say definitely not happening? Like I'm some sort of spoiled fish? Definitely not happening. No, that's not true.
Definitely not. Yeah, definitely not.
Okay.
So, B-team, y'all need to get to work because
there's
you
a new hashtag,
out.
Though, out there.
What's the new hashtag?
What is it?
Hashtag who is Bobby dating?
That's not
is
even
it
a real
really?
Thing. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Lunchbox started.
I see it on Twitter.
Okay.
If you're going to talk about this, you need to make sure that hashtag is
Bobby,
included.
Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you that I had a business-related call with someone that I don't really know that well yesterday, and it ended with, so can I just ask you who Bobby's dating?
Amy,
and I'm like, are you for real right now?
Here's the thing. Everywhere I go, I walk down the street, and they used to yell shoe boy at me. They don't. Now they go, who you dating?
Really?
It's crazy. And I'm not, I would say, I just don't want to put that on her right now. It's just, there's no need. Eddie's the only one in the room who doesn't know.
That's correct. And I just looked up. Sharna, your partner on Dance with the Stars, is 33 years old.
Does that make you think it's her more?
She's moved up. She's definitely moved up on my list.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
You do want me to tell you?
Yes. Tell him. You should tell him.
Come on. I'm the only one that doesn't know. Yes, I want to know.
Hey, it's time.
No, it's not time. Oh, let him suffer. Let him suffer. You sit over there and you just contemplate and you think about it and you be just like every other listener. You don't get to know.
Why?
Why should you know? Give me one good reason.
Because I'm Bobby's friend. I'm part of your group. I mean, we're all hitting this together.
He offered it to you, and you said no a week ago. And now all of a sudden you care?
I said I do not want to know until the rest of the crew knows.
Now
they all know.
Hey, Gator Harrison, our program director here. Do you want to know?
Sure.
Come here.
Yeah,
I'll
Gator.
Tell you, and I'll judge your reaction.
Tell Gator
I'll tell Gator.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell Gator in his ear. And then... I don't want there to be a reaction.
So, by the way,
go ahead.
The only reason I want to know is because my wife is wearing me out trying to figure it out.
But she can't tell anyone.
Yeah, you can't tell your wife.
I won't tell. Oh, so, yeah, right. By the way, I get the question
a lot
too.
You can tell your wife. You can tell your wife.
Oh, okay. I can?
Yeah.
Okay. I get the question a lot too, and I just make up names and tell them.
Okay, so I'm going to write down who it is, and you can
over
see.
There?
Yeah, you can see it.
But don't tell Eddie.
Don't react, but don't tell Eddie.
Here, cover it more.
React.
You may be able to see through that paper.
I
with
poker
the
poker face it, or
you have to poke. Well, no, you can do it. You can react however you want.
Okay.
Poker face, Lady Gaga. Ah, I see what you did there.
She's engaged.
Do you think you know who it is?
No, I have no clue.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh.
Now, what do you think about that?
Listen, if you find happiness, I think it's awesome.
There you go.
Right? I think you're both blessed.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like, is it someone you would have thought, maybe, possibly?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, I hadn't figured that out.
Could you read my writing?
Yeah. Okay. It took me a second, but yeah, got it.
All right. Yeah. So, Eddie, now Gator knows and you don't. How do you feel?
Well, I feel terrible. This is the dumbest thing ever. Like, the Gator knows now? Like,
What's so awful about Gator knowing?
Why would it be Gator being a bad thing?
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's just one more. I mean, you add anyone else, pick someone from the street, and if they know, it's like...
Hey, walk out on the sidewalk, Lunchbox, and stop someone.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Someone
on the street. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. All right, Amy, are you done with that?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
All right, thank you. Eddie?
What?
You're a good man.
Yeah, well, tell me who you're dating.
Just remember who offered it to you a month ago and you didn't want to know.
I know. That's what I get for looking
that's
out
what
for
you get
my
for looking out for me.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, there you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey. Amy, what's up today?
Nothing. Just hanging out with my dad and my kids.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep, you.
I'm going to go and I try to learn some more of the waltz as I'm dancing the waltz on Monday night's Dancing with the Stars.
Where they walk,
it's Disney night.
Where they run,
and I'll be doing Part of Your World from Little Mermaid. I'm going to try to watch Little Mermaid tonight. I got to get a bobby cast in tonight. I practice till 6. I have a haircut. I got to get a bobby cast in. I don't know. I need more hours. But I'm at least going to start the Little Mermaid tonight.
Good.
Yeah. So, Lunchbox?
Careful, you're going to love it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I got a soccer game and Survivor's on tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. Whew. Get ready.
For?
Survivor and soccer. I mean, drop your buffs. They're going to switch tribes, and it's going to get interesting.
Oh, wow. They may do a switch thing on our show where they switch with our partners.
Like, no way.
What?
I don't know if they're doing that this season or not, but some seasons they'll do a switch up where they make you get another pro.
What?
Wow.
I don't know if they're doing it this season. Not this week. Because Disney and then Halloween... And then we have Country Week.
That stresses me out.
I know.
Because I love Sharna. She's perfect for you.
Yeah, she's hardcore, man. Hey, have a great day. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.